Blog Talk Radio.
Man. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another Miracle Man program here on, how do I make it even longer? I wish.
Lord Jesus, how do you need an audio miracle? Will you make
10 times longer? Of course, if you can also make the pizza slices bigger. Well, what I want them bigger, so you can only eat two and feel like you have three or four.
You know,
hashtag John.
But it is good to be with you. I'm sorry for the late start. But we are back. We're back at it, and it's good to be with you. Wherever you're tuning in from, however you are tuning into the program, with the old radios that you may have. Even I have a radio like this, where you like turn the knob, turn the dial to get to the desired radio station that you want. Like example 0.9 would be like near the end of the dial, so you might go over there to get to your preferred FM station or AM like 1610 or something like that. So, but obviously online, it's, you know, by the way, these DJs and even people like me, like who lead the shows, we always say tune in, not turn in. So, Rod, you tuned in to the Miracle Man program tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from. However, you're accessing the program, whether you have called in or maybe you have tuned in via the Blog Talk Radio website. And I'm glad to be with you. Now, I want to talk to you about something that is very serious. I meant to have my mom talk to you listeners about this last night, but it's very serious. Please pay attention. In Michigan, we have this Proposal 3. For those of you, whether you're in Michigan or in one of these other states here in America, or maybe you live in another country and might have been looking up some stuff. My mom was talking to me about this yesterday. And let me tell you guys something. Proposal 3 is not just about abortion. It is not just about the whole gender issue. You know, transgender and what have you. It's not just about one. It's not just about the other. It's about Proposal 3 passes. A lady could have an abortion on a baby up to a month after birth. Up to a month after birth. Horrible. Rapes, like you rape a child, it couldn't necessarily be prosecuted. Oh, and at schools, you know, kids could have these surgeries, these gender-affirming surgeries, basically at school. Even without parents knowing, which is, to me, very scary. We have to say no to this, folks. If you live in Michigan and you are a strong conservative Christian, gotta vote no. Have to vote no on this Proposal 3 thing. Get your friends. Tell them to come vote. Take them to the polls to vote. on November 8th. This is crucial. We have to say no to this. And say no to all this sex trafficking and all this. Because without it, it'll make this a much more dangerous place. And so we have to say no to this proposal 3. And for those of you Christians who say no, who stay home and don't vote, those of you who live in Michigan, you're essentially voting for it, the proposal 3. So I encourage you, if you're a Christian, get out there and vote November 8th or vote absentee beforehand. Now, Mark Levin says something that I think is funny. He would say to the liberals, like if he has liberal callers or something, sometimes he'll say, and remember, Election Day is the first Wednesday in November rather than Tuesday. You're going to host I think it's funny that he does that. but nonetheless. I guess I should overdo to that. Also, please keep Florida in your prayers. Pray that this Hurricane Ian dies right now. It's made landfall in Southwest Florida, thankfully not in Tampa. The effects, of course, are being felt in Tampa. You know, high wind, heavy rain, and the things that come with a hurricane. But we need to believe God that this whole thing stops right now. Now, in the Bible, in the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, we read about how Jesus calms the storm, as in it stopped. The hurricane, as in like that big storm, stopped. And let me tell you something, listeners. The storm was not one of these 20-mile-an-hour, 30-mile-an-hour, 40-mile-an-hour storms that had some rain and some thunder and some wind and a couple waves. No, this seems to me like it was at least a Category 1 hurricane. At least a Category 1. I imagine it was like a Category 3, Category 4, 5. Their boats were being swamped by the waves. The disciples were afraid. Jesus would tell them, don't be afraid. But he did instead of hunker down. Well, we got to hunker down and just let it ride out and see what happens. No, he rebuked it. He rebuked the wind and the raging waters. And you know what happened? Peace. Peace, be still. That's what happened. And so it can be not just for, you know, a storm like this hurricane that's going on. But it can also be this way in our own lives. How many of us could use some more peace? I mean, we all have our own struggles, whatever they are. Whether they're little, whether they're big, whether they're kind of middle-of-the-road battles that we face. I'm not saying you won't have any battle, but speak to those storms of life and you say, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Get the peace of God on you. And cast your cares upon him. Just feel that sweet peace of the presence of God. Yes. Sweet Jesus. Yes. You know, and it just feels amazing, you know. Crazy. I was just mentioning the peace. And for like 30 seconds or a minute there, I almost couldn't say anything. It's like I just felt that feeling. And it's like, yes. And, you know, just trust in the Lord. Speak to that. And you say, peace be still. So, speak it out right now. Ian, in the name of Jesus, I curse you, Hurricane Ian. I say that you will die out right now. Remove back out into the sea and disappear. And not come back again or do any more damage. In the mighty name of Jesus. Florida right now. That you just be there for them. You know, whatever aid happens, you know, relief efforts happen. You know, pray that people would get saved. People would get saved as a result of this. I don't mean the hurricane. I mean whatever relief effort takes place, depending on, you know, what we find out. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, wow. Lord have mercy. The clock. A couple quick things I want to do, and then I want to get into the meat of the, and then I want to get, I mean, I'm going to get into the meat of the show now after I make my two quick announcements. But first, just want you know how it's going to go. So, I'm going to make these quick little announcements. Then I'm going to sing a couple songs. Then open the word. I'm going to continue, and I'm going to be discussing again, you know, about, you know, God wants to heal. And I might mention, you know, America a little bit or my state or what have you. But you can pray that, you know, pray the stuff, you know, over your own land, over your own country. Russia. Maybe you're listening from Ukraine. China, India, Canada, Mexico. Iran, Iraq. Yeah, whatever country you may be tuning in from. Brazil. You know, all these different countries. So we're going to be continuing bit on that. Then, of course, at the end, we will, of course, have da-da-da-da-da, Football Central, putting what I think will happen, you know, with these games. And I forgot to tell you, you know, I didn't tell you how we did on the picks last weekend. I mean, I said, you know, what happened on Monday. I said, what happened? But I didn't officially say, you know, how we did with the picks. Now, I want to remind you real quick about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, and it chronicles so many of the great miracles that Jesus has done in my body and in my life. Now, obviously, there's even been small miracles, that might have not been, and I even thank God for small miracles. And even I'm one of those people that still thinks it's favor of God, if someone just, I've had people see me in line, like a food place, like in the mall or something, or at the McDonald's drive-thru, and be like, here, I'm paying for your order. For the stuff I got it. And one time at a mall in, near downtown Atlanta. And I was about to get my card out, and she had told me the total. I went up there to order my favorite, my soda of choice, which is, of course, a Coke with no ice in it. Coke or one of the variants thereof. Regular variants, of course. Because I do not do the diet soda. And in my mind, not only does it not taste as good, but it's actually worse for us. So, nope, just saying. Take it for what you want. Everybody has the right to their own opinion. But I mean, nonetheless, I go up there, and I'm just about to get my card out, and she gives me the total, and I'm like, and I get this, and I order that. And then this lady back there says, it's on the house. Which obviously I knew what that meant. And I'm like, thank you. And, I always thank them, when something like that happens. But, I always think it's cool when it happens. So, I say I have the favor of God on me. But the miracle man is the story of the miracles that have happened in my life. And it's amazing. And it's been an amazing ride. Things that I've been, healed of. And so go online to the website riversofmiracles.com. to find out information, riversofmiracles.com. To find out information. The other thing I want to tell you about real quick, PayPal. Go online to paypal.com in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind while you do that is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would, just make a note of that. All right. Now we're going to sing a couple songs and then get into the Word of the Lord. Because I want to have time to teach. And then I still want to have time to do our Football Central tonight. Lord bless you. keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The Lord turn his face and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Whoa, whoa. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening. And you're coming, and you're going, and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and their children and their children. And their children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you. And you're coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I tried so hard to see it. It took me so long to believe it. You someone like me to carry your victory. As much I could never earn it to give it when we don't deserve it. Someone like me to carry your victory. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won. I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place undefeated. With the one who has conquered it all. Now I can finally see it. I don't believe it. So may all the striving cease. This is my victory. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won. I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place undefeated. By the power of your name, I am seated. In the word of your grace, I am defeated. By the one who has conquered it all. You have conquered it all. Yes. When I lift my voice and shout, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. When I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I'm seated in the heavenly place, undefeated. By the power of your name, I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated. By the power of your name, I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated by the one who has conquered it all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have the authority that you have given us, Jesus. Thank you that it is by you that we have this, the authority. And that when we open up our mouths, things happen. When we shout unto God, you know, miracles happen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Thank you that you're meeting every need. That you're fixing everything that, you know, that you're helping us with what we're dealing with. Thank you that you help us fight our battles. When we go through stuff, we can have you on our side, Jesus. And I thank you, Master, that you are there for us. You're on our side. You're going before us. You're right there fighting for us. You're pushing back the darkness. You're lighting up the kingdom, Jesus. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you that you know every need represented on this program. Thank you that you're meeting our needs, healing our bodies, strengthening our minds. Thank you, Master, for miracles happening even right now as I speak on this program. Thank you for healing miracles and all kinds of miracles happening in people's lives right now, tonight, as they are tuned into this broadcast at their home, Master. I thank you for that, Jesus. And now I make my confession. Thank you that as we study this word tonight, that we will pay attention to it, that we would be focused tonight, that we'd be ready to receive of your word tonight. And turn off all distractions. Lay aside all distractions. And be ready to focus on you tonight. Not on ourselves, not on our little wishy-wishy-wishies, not on our grocery list, not on what we want on our pizza. Oh. Okay. Enough of that. But thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that you're just meeting our needs right there where we are. And I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come in, that increases in listenership would come to this program. Most of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls would tune in. I mean, would come to this program, come to you as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of 2 Chronicles 7. And I'm going to begin reading. You catch up. I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground. And they worshiped and they gave thanks to the Lord, saying, He is good and His love endures forever. Pause. Let's say that together, those of us who are in our homes. You know, wherever you are. Say, the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Let's say it again. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Amen. Then the king of all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 head of cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats. So the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. And the priests took possessions. And the Levites of the Lord's musical instruments, which King David had made for praising the Lord, and which were used when he gave thanks, saying, His love endures forever. Opposite the Levites, the priests blew their trumpets, and all the Israelites were standing. Solomon consecrated the middle part of the courtyard in front of the temple of the Lord, where he offered burnt offerings and fat with fellowship offerings, because the bronze altar that he had made could not hold burnt offerings. The grain offerings and the fat portions. So Solomon observed the festival a time for 7 days, and all Israel with him. A vast assembly, people from Lobo, Hamath, Laden of Egypt. Then, the eighth day, they held an assembly where they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days and the festival for 7 days more. On the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people to their homes, joyful and glad in hearts for the good things that the Lord had done for David and Solomon and for his people, Israel. Verse 11. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace, and had succeeded in carrying out all that he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple of sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or I command locusts to devour the land, or I send a plague among my people, watch. Verse 14, watch, pay attention. My people, whom are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. If they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. In order to save time, stop right there and talk. First of all, so the Lord said in verse 14, if my people, whom are called by my name, if Christians, you know, those who have been saved, those who have given their life to Jesus, if those people who are called by his name, the name of the Lord, how do I humble myself? Lay down your pride. Lay down your stubbornness, your stupidity, your dumbness. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just saying. Lay down your pride. Humble yourself. Come before the Lord with humility, not anger. Humble themselves. They humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. What's that mean? Seek after the Lord, not to be seeking after all this other stuff. Turn from their wicked ways. That means stop being wicked. If you're sinning, stop it. Whatever it might be. If you're sinning, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Turn from it. And turn to God and repent for your sin. Say, seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. He says, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Of course, that being the sins that they ask him for forgiveness of, you know, when they repent. Now, in this country, we kicked God out of school. In the 60s, we kicked God out of school. They said, can't be praying in the school no more. Why do we have mass shootings in our schools? People say, it's the gun. We got to do something about the guns. Could it maybe be that some judges in white robes, in robes, who missed a couple Sunday school classes? Could it just be that maybe they ruled against God by saying that you couldn't have prayer in public school? You couldn't have God in there? How about Roe Wade? 1973. They basically said that you know, after a certain, you know that you could legally have an abortion in any state in this country. You know, and made it easy to get abortions. That's what Roe Wade did. I am thankful for what the Supreme Court did by putting it back to the states now. In Michigan, you know, that Proposal 3 we talked about, we have to vote that thing down. Now, and so, and those are just some prime examples of why this country needs a healing of the land. The people need to wake up. People need to pray to God, repent. I pray that people of America would seriously get to repenting right now and would get their blessed assurance back to the house of God. There's still a lot less people in churches now in America than what there was prior to COVID. We have to get our church attendance back up in this country. We have to. We don't have a choice. People need to wake up. And just imagine if, say, we get prayer back in schools, for example, what that could do. Imagine if people started going back to church. Revival starts in the heart of the people. It doesn't just start because the pastor said, okay, let's start revival. Let's do a big shout. And then I'll declare revival, and then revival starts. No. No, no, no. True revival starts in the hearts of the people of God. You have to want it. That's what this country needs right now, is revival. That's how we can fix a lot of this. And obviously in these other countries, there's other issues at play. But I'm talking about America right now. In your own land, how do we get this thing fixed? In America, vote. But most importantly, the other very important thing that you do, other than voting, it's also super important that you pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. Be a good example. And be humble. Amen. So, the only hope for this country is Jesus. That's it. And I didn't mean to sound political tonight at all. I was just pointing things out. And what it is, we got to get... America was the only nation on earth that was designed to be a Christian nation. That's it. America was. I'm going to move on. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you would heal our land. We humble ourselves before you. Thank you, Lord God. that we repent for how we've wronged you. Pray that the people of America would repent right now for their selfishness, for all their other sins against you, all these different things. Repent for the wokeness. Repent for all this other stuff, spiritual laziness, that we would get back to where you want us to be. In your name, Jesus. That we would do your word and not be hearers only of it. And also for all these listeners that are tuning in that are in all these other countries. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. In terms of sports, good Tigers news. So I'll mention this for the first time in a while. Tigers, winners of four straight. So that was a bit of good news for them. The sad news is obviously they will not be making the playoffs this year. Let's go to some football. First, how did we do on predictions last week? I said for high school, I said Midland would fall to Traverse City Central. They actually beat Traverse City Central by 4 points, and a score that was somewhat similar, pretty similar, not exactly, but kind of similar to what actually happened. So that one was wrong. I said Dow would beat Traverse City West. They did. I said Michigan would pummel Maryland. They beat Maryland, but only by 7 points. So another correct. I said that Michigan State would beat Minnesota. No, they didn't. They got whooped. I said that the Lions would fall to Minnesota. Unfortunately, ding, ding, ding. I said Cowboys would beat the Giants. Yes, they did. So, let's look at what we got. Now it's time to stop and see what games we've got. Oh, we got Michigan playing Iowa. You say, where'd you get that song from? You may wonder. Back in the day, we had a train at the mall that I might or might have not rode on it once or twice. And one of the things it would do, you know, when you're back near the station, it would say, now it's time to stop and see what fruit we've got. They are raspberries up there on the train. So that's where I got that from. Like, now it's time to stop and see what games we've got. That's funny, Brittany, isn't it? But anyhow, Michigan playing Iowa. In Iowa, Saturday. Prediction. Michigan did not look the absolute greatest against Maryland. Iowa continues to look pretty good. My honest prediction. I owe a lot. 28. Winning again. Actually, it wouldn't be winning again, but let me think here. Pretty good name. Let me think here of another good line. Good name for Michigan. Let me think here. Lloyd Carr is 24. Michigan will fall to Iowa 28-24. Michigan State, I forgot to look to see who they play, but they didn't do so great. I think they could lose again and be 0-3 in their last three games. Lions, Seahawks, Sunday, Ford Field, 1 p.m. Honest prediction. Roaring Lion, 30. City by the Sea, 25. Midland, who is now 4-1, and also new to the 500 win club, with 9 other schools, active football programs in Michigan, 9 other active high school football teams in Michigan. Since 1950, there are 9 other teams with us with 500 wins or more. Midland takes on Traverse City West. This year, Traverse City West has fallen on hard times. They are 1-4. Does Midland ride momentum going into this, or does Traverse City West look at it and go, well, we rode a little bit of momentum near the end of the Dow game. Let's see if we can continue it. Well, from what I've been noticing, I feel like Midland's got some fire in their bellies now. Some things that they didn't quite have so much of last year. I think they've got some fire in their bellies. I think they're for real. Honest prediction? Comic books, 34. Traverse City's usually, that's on a Swami from Detroit. He likes to say best, but right now I'm going to say worst. Traverse City's worst. 13. Get it, Traverse City's worst instead of West. Could have been best if they were a better team, but sadly for them, they're not.
Okay.
Dow High. Up to Traverse City to play Traverse City Central. And Traverse City Central would love to get back in the winning column. They have lost all of their last four games. They are 1-4, just like West. But Central, including the Midland game, all of their of Central's opponents had either no losses or one loss, but not always true for West's opponents, like Dow, who had 2 losses. So, I think Dow goes down. Honest prediction? Land of Cherries, 31. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 21. So it goes like this for this weekend. Michigan State, I believe, will fall. Michigan will lose to Iowa based on my prediction. Lions will beat the Seahawks.
Midland will beat Traverse City West. Dow will fall to Traverse City Central. Note, when I pick these ball games, I don't predict necessarily based on who I like. I go based on who I honestly believe will win these ball games based on skill set, injuries, you know, things like that. Winning, losing, you know, stuff like that. So that's what helps me make informed decisions on these picks. Now these scores, they're guesses. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones. For you've given us great peace and great joy and prosperity to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And please keep Florida in your prayers. Keep Florida in your prayers. All right. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.